This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Federal and local law enforcement agencies are investigating threats against some of Colorado's Supreme Court justices. CPR's Megan Verlee reports they were made after the court disqualified former President Trump from the state's GOP primary ballot.
The Denver Police Department says it's looking into incidents directed at some of the justices and is also providing extra patrols around their homes. The FBI said in a statement it is working with local law enforcement and will vigorously pursue any threats. Colorado's Supreme Court ruled 4-3 last week that Trump has committed insurrection and is therefore banned by the Constitution from seeking elected office again. That decision is being appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Kwanzaa starts today and lasts till the end of the year. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
Kwanzaa is a holiday affirming and restoring African-American heritage and culture that began being celebrated in 1966. Events around the Denver area start with an opening celebration tonight at Cleo Parker Robinson Dance. Other events include a senior luncheon at Zion Senior Center on Thursday, an open mic poetry night at Brother Jeff's Cultural Center on Friday, and a talent show at Cross Purpose on Sunday. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
A new CU Boulder study shows the positive impact of breastfeeding on a baby's health. Researchers examine metabolites, which increase with breastfeeding versus formula. The more metabolites, the better baby did on cognitive tests. This is CPR News.